It's time for Squawk Talk, talking business to business. Squawk Talk highlights business and business owners in the Atlanta area. Squawk Talk is brought to you by Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration.
We're broadcasting live from the Eagle's Nest in the heart of Atlanta. Good afternoon and welcome to Squawk Talk, where we talk business to business. I'm your host, Kate Skirmerhorn. Joining me in the studio today is Craig Smith from Vest Properties, Dan Torbett from Town & Country Agency, Barb Khoury from Sans Souci Interiors, and Joe Cheshire from Affordable Handyman. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Everybody seeing the little yellow out there today? It's been a kind of a yellow pollen day out there today. We're going to start off today with Craig Smith from Vest Properties. Welcome, Craig.
Thank you, Case. Good to be here.
Tell us a little bit about Vest Properties.
Well, Vest Properties is a Georgia State licensed residential contracting firm. We specialize in dealing with existing homes, and our specialties are threefold. I'd say it's pretty much a three-leg stool, the first leg being repairs, the second being remodeling, and the third being safety and accessibility modifications. We do both small, insignificant projects to major. I always tell folks if a baseball has gone through your window or if a tree's fallen through your house, we can repair it. If you just want to do a simple facelift from painting to cosmetic items, floor coverings, tile, so forth, up to your major remodeling projects, kitchens, bathrooms, additions, basements, in-law suites, the whole gamut with remodeling. And then for those who might have some physical challenges or are preparing their home to stay there long-term, we'll make it safe, we'll make it accessible, and most importantly, we'll make it functional for you so that it's more user-friendly as you choose to stay there long-term.
Talk to me a little bit more about that, as I understand that's a little bit more of a specialty for you all because you don't hear a lot of remodelers that focus on homes for the aging. Parents and whatnot don't want to leave their home, but their home's not to where they can access it like they could 20, 30 years ago. Talk to us a little bit more about what kind of things you do there.
Well, that's become a very important topic for our society. Everyone knows about the baby boomers and the aging marketplace. And aging in place is sort of a catchphrase, and it is a challenge. It is also a desire for so many people. They would much rather stay at home than to move into a facility. So one thing that we notice with our company is that most of our customers, the main demographic of our customer was 55 years of age or older. So we naturally were already servicing the senior market to a great extent. We belong to the National Association of Home Builders, and about 5 or 6 years ago, they offered a designation called a CAPS certification, C-A-P-S. So I took the courses and passed them, and I now have that designation and credential. A CAPS certified contractor means I'm a certified aging-in-place specialist. So it gives us more tools, more expertise, a better ability to service what was already our large customer base and do some specific things that will make the home much more functional, much more usable to help someone maintain their independence, maintain their privacy as much as possible and their dignity so that they could live in the house and enjoy the comforts of it and not struggle with it.
What kind of specific things would you do for somebody that was looking to update their house for that?
There are a number of different things. First of all, the individuals have different conditions. There are seniors that have no physical ailments whatsoever. They don't think they need anything done to their home yet. We still encourage you to be proactive, however, to think ahead and be prepared. There are other folks who have progressive conditions, certain diseases and issues that you know is going to progressively get worse. Your doctors and physicians, your therapists have helped you prepare for what your condition may be. So they generally have a good idea. I need to make some changes. How can you help me with my structure? And then there are those who have had sudden changes. They've had a stroke, a heart attack. They've had some type of condition that suddenly changed with their health. So we can come in, for example, and widen doorways, put ramps in the doorway, add additional railings, change floor coverings. One thing that most people don't think about is lighting. If we improve lighting in a lot of areas, it makes it safer for them. And probably the most common area that we remodel is the bathroom, making it easy to access the shower, either no curb at all, you can roll or shuffle your feet right in, to walk-in tubs, to cutting out a tub and just making it easier to deal with, to grab bars and different other features and devices that we can add to make it safer for you.
Craig, how did you get involved with the remodeling business, and well, specifically Vest Properties?
I actually grew up in the construction industry. My father was a general contractor, and in fact, he was one of the first contractors in Atlanta that specialized solely in insurance-type repairs. So as a young man and a teenager, I spent my summers working with the crews, crawling in and out of burnt houses, houses that have been damaged by any conceivable way you can imagine. And I learned construction by repairing those damaged homes in the summers, and I just enjoyed construction. I went to school in Marietta. At the time, it was called Southern Tech, which was a division of Georgia Tech when I went. Now it's called Southern Polytechnic State University, which is an independent institution, but I got a bachelor's degree in architectural engineering technology and went into business with my father, and we began focusing on remodeling in addition to the repair services. He ultimately sold his company, and my wife and I created our corporation, Vest Properties, back in 1994, and we continued to offer the same services, and as we studied the demographics, as I said earlier, we knew the senior market was a place that we wanted to focus heavily on, and we thoroughly enjoy it.
Fantastic. Now, Craig, we're listening to Craig Smith from Vest Properties. Craig, what do you love about your job the most?
What I enjoy most is the relationship with our customers. I feel that one thing that really makes us unique is the relational side of our company. In construction, there are different flavors of construction. There's commercial, there's multifamily, there's new home building, there's repairs, there's remodeling. The business model is different for each one. The way you approach construction, the personnel that you have doing the work is different. A great example is I always tell my customers on a large project that we're going to be a part of your family for a while. We're actually living in your home with you because you live there while we're working on that house. And the people that are coming and going make a big difference as to who you would want to hire. So what I've enjoyed most of all is just building that relationship with our customers. They trust us, and they always call us back. Because, and the thing I get so often is, I want you to come back because we trust you. We're fine to have you in our home. And that's what we want. We're not looking for construction projects. We're looking for customers that we will be their contractor for whatever their need is.
And if you had somebody say they've got parents that are aging, or a family member, loved one that's aging, and they're trying to make that decision, do we change the home or do we have them move somewhere else? What kind of advice can you give someone who's trying to make that determination what to do with the home?
That's a great question. The main thing that we advise folks to do is to be proactive with your family and your loved ones or your caregivers. If you're thinking and planning ahead, chipping away at the process, you can always tweak and make the home ready for you as your age progresses. Often we run into, we do different exhibits and booths at different fairs and so forth, and often we'll have the children of a parents come up and say, can you talk them into doing this at their home? I can't get them to do anything. And that happens all the time, and we haven't figured out psychologically how to get their parents over that hump often, other than to say, when you make some safety changes to your home, don't think about it as I've reached an age that I have to give in. Because what we found is if we add a handrail, if we add a grab bar, if we make something a little easier, if you're 4 years old or 25 years old or 75 years old, you use it. People just grab it, hold on to it. Makes life simpler for anybody that's frequenting your home. When we are giving presentations, I say there are four ingredients to modifying your home to consider. One is it safe? If there are safety hazards, trip hazards, fall hazards, loose railings, fix them. Is your house sound? Are there structural issues that you need to take care of? The home has to be maintained over that long period of time that you want to stay there. So how will that happen? What's the plan that will be in place that someone can monitor the maintenance that needs to be maintained on the home? Is it safe? Is it sound? Is it accessible? Can you access the areas you want and need to access? And then once you're in that area, is it functional? Will it do what you want it to do so that you can be independent and have your privacy? So those are the things that we advise them to think about.
That's fantastic. Now, do you offer opportunities for people to learn more about things that you do, or how would somebody find more information out about if they had a parent or loved one or themselves even that they wanted to do something to age into their own home?
Well, we're happy to visit and have a consultation with anyone that calls upon us. They can reach us through our website and our phone number, which I'm sure I'll probably give out before we're through talking. We also get out in the community as often and wherever we possibly can to do presentations. Our presentation is entitled Modify Your Home to Age in Place. We speak to different civic organizations, all types of groups, companies, churches, anywhere that a presentation like this would be beneficial to their audience or to their group. We can do anywhere from 15, 20-minute presentation up to an hour-long PowerPoint workshop.
So anyone who had a senior group that wanted just a speaker to come in, you could come in and speak
to
them
about that. We'd be glad to be a speaker. Senior groups and also children of senior adults that
probably
are facing the questions, how can I help my parent make decisions on, do they stay at home, do they move in with us, do they go into an independent or assisted living facility? So, yes, anywhere that has an audience that this would interest, we would be happy to speak to them.
Well, that's fantastic. We've been listening to Craig Smith from Vest Properties. Craig, if somebody wanted to find some more information about you, website, phone number, how would they go about reaching you?
Our website is vestproperties.com. That's V like victory, E-S-T, vestproperties.com. Our phone number is 770-466-4699. Feel free to give us a call or check us out on our website. You can witness other testimonials, see pictures, and find out more information about what all we do.
Great. Thank you, Craig. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
Our next guest is Dan Torbett from Town & Country Insurance Agency. Welcome, Dan.
Thank you for having me.
Well, glad you're here today. So tell us, let's start off with a little softball question. Tell us a little bit about Town & Country Insurance, what you do, and who you're reaching.
All right. Well, we are an independent insurance agency that's family-run. We're located in the Hamilton Mill area, and we're a relatively young agency as far as that goes. We've been in business since 2010, we serve all of Georgia, but we probably specialize in the Gwinnett, Hall, Jackson County areas.
Okay, and what type of insurance do you offer in your agency?
We're a full-service agency, and what we offer anywhere from auto insurance, home insurance, business insurance, health insurance, life insurance. We can pretty much do everything. We really can.
Have you found anything you can't insure?
Oh, no. There's some interesting ones out there. But
tell us what the most interesting thing you have insured.
Well, J-Lo. Well, we haven't particularly insured this one, but J-Lo has something interesting that she did insure.
Well, what has been, have you had anything just real interesting or unusual that somebody has asked you to?
Probably a zip line. It was probably a risk that was an insurance company. It was a tough one for an insurance company to take, but it was a zip line that was over in Lake Lanier, and they're pulling skiers behind it. And boy, it's a pretty big risk for them. So that was probably the most interesting one. Yeah.
Cool. Now, we hear a lot of what I would call commercial brand name insurance companies out there that mm-hmm. you see big ads for, but you're an independent agency.
That's right.
What is the benefit of talking with an independent agent?
Well, I have a really good background to speak on this because I used to be a captive agent. That's the one you're going to see a lot of the commercials for the captive agents or agencies out there. The State Farms and the Allstates, and I used to be one, and I opened up a business in 2004 and ran it really well for 6 years. I had a really successful agency, but I just got tired of telling customers no. I can't. I'm sorry, I can't do this for one reason or another. Usually, underwriting guidelines from that company, and you know, we just had no options if we weren't competitive as well. So. The biggest drive for me was that I wasn't able to serve the customers the best way that I thought we could. And so that prompted the move to open up the agency in 2010. And ever since then, it's been wonderful. We've already grown amazingly. It's been a dream come true, that's for sure.
Now, as an independent agency, you must represent multiple insurance companies. What? How many insurance companies do you represent? And do you have different ones for home and auto, or are they all kind of like?
We do. We have several, and a lot of the companies do everything as well. You know, the home, the auto, the business. So we have 10 to 12 companies that we have direct a direct contract with. They are all A-rated companies. We've chosen to do business with nothing but at least A-rated companies from A and Best. It just gives the customer a good peace of mind that they're going to be taken care of if something does happen. And they've been really wonderful. They can kind of go the whole wide range of specialize in non-standard auto. That's going to be people with higher tickets and no insurance and that kind of thing. But we also have highly preferred carriers that they're the ones that are very picky, but they have great rates. And so it's the free market system at its best. It says it's best for the customers because if something happens and we're not stuck in one company. If one company starts raising rates really high, well, we have options. We can even inside of our agency get move them to another company within our agency. So it's really once you come with our agency, for the most part, people just stay with us, and that's the beauty of the independent system. It really is.
Well, and I think a lot of times my experience with independent agents is that you feel like you get a little more personal customer service.
That's right.
As opposed to, well, this is just the box that we have and we can sell to you out of the box.
That's exactly right. And nothing against them. Because I got my start and I got a lot of wonderful experience from that. But I'll tell you, it is night and day. It's better for the customers and it's also better for the agents as well. Because the companies treat you as they want your business, and so they treat you well, and then the customers were... They treat the customers right because you're not stuck with them. It's a great system. It really is.
Well, we hear in the news all the time about homeowners' rates going up and up and up, and every year things seem to go up. Why is that? Do you have a good reason why those rates keep going up? Oh yes.
And Kate, you probably have a lot of understanding with this with your restoration background, but hail. And tornadoes is probably the biggest issue, and the windstorms in this and hailstorms in Georgia have been nightmarish for the last 10 years, really. And homeowners and a lot of people think that the insurance companies are making lots of money on this, and the truth of the matter is they spend more in claims than they do in taking in premium, and that's the reason why there's rate increases. Everyone knows somebody that's had a new roof put on lately, and it's just times have changed a little bit, and I think the insurance companies are a little bit nervous as well, and I think that plays into it. They're not sure what the future holds, and it's tough to rate on that, but that's what they're forced to do because the weather patterns in the last 10 years have changed so drastically. Except for, say, last year was a relatively good year. Now, nationally, it was a bad year for catastrophe losses. That's a widespread damage losses. But in the state of Georgia, it was actually not bad. It was the first year that actually some of the companies made money in homeowners, which was a good thing. It's maybe the rates are going to settle a little bit, and that's what certainly we hope so, because stability is good in our business.
Indeed, indeed. Now, as a homeowner myself, I've always wondered, when you have something happen in your house and you got to call the insurance company, who do you call first? Do you call your agent? Do you call the 800 number? Do you call the person to come clean it up, or who's the first person that homeowner should be calling first?
You call the agency. And it doesn't work with like that.
Obviously,
for every
emergency,
agency.
You call 911. But
certainly. but even if something happens and it's at midnight, and one thing, we're a little bit different than a lot of the other agencies out there in the fact that we give out our cell phone numbers. So if something happens, I want to know, even if it's at midnight, if your house is on fire, I want to be there on the doorstep. Well, maybe not the doorstep, but I want to be there. I call the agency first and we can help. And there's a lot of things because we'll get the company involved, but the agency is the people you call first.
Okay. Yeah. That's good to know, because a lot of times there's so much paperwork and things to be involved and you want to make sure you do it right, because you want to get paid if you have an actual claim.
Right.
So that's very good. Well, what I think you've just said it, because it would answer my question, but you make an elaborate on it. What would set Town and Country apart from other agencies? There's a lot of insurance agencies. You see them on every corner. What sets you apart? Why would they call Town and Country?
Well, because we're awesome. No.
Yes.
No, we truly do have an atmosphere of we want to help every time, and especially at claim time, because a lot of times that's the most traumatic event in somebody's life, or you know, at least for several years, it can be, and they've lost something valuable to them, and so we need, that's where we really need to step up, and as an agency, we do it better than anybody, we think. And as far as the other side of it is writing the policies initially. When you come to us to get a quote, we get them back to you quickly. We respond to all emails and phone calls quickly. Things that a lot of the agencies that have been around for a while kind of seem to forget, but we really do treat it as high priority. Every incoming traffic at all, we really do, and we think the family run atmosphere helps as well, because we understand and we want to help, and in our community it's good to have an agency that really cares about customers.
Now, you mentioned you were in the Hamilton Mill area. Do you serve customers who are beyond Hamilton Mill and
yes.
Gwinnett, or how far out are you?
Absolutely. We go all over the state of Georgia. We have clients all over, even Savannah, Augusta, all over. But Gwinnett and Hall and Jackson County, just because of our location, it seems like that's the majority of our clients. But we're growing leaps and bounds in the personal line side, the homes and the autos, but the business side has been especially since the economy, we're seeing it recover, at least some, and we're starting to see the commercial side really grow. So that's been another encouraging sign to see.
That's very good. We've been listening to Dan Torbett from Town and Country Insurance Agency. Dan, if somebody wanted to find a little bit more information, how do they reach you? How do they get that good customer service? Well, how do they do that?
Sure. Well, Town and Country Agency, you can reach us at online. You can check us out at townandcountryagency.com. That's and is spelled out. And our phone number at the office is 678-889-2150.
Great. Thank you, Dan. Thanks for being on the show
today. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Now, our next guest today is Barb Khoury from, let me see if I get this right this time, Sans Souci.
That is correct.
That is correct. Sans Souci. And welcome, Barb. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you so much, Kate, for having us here, having me here. And I'm so excited to be in a room full of other people in similar industries, and maybe we can work together in the future. That's awesome.
That would be fantastic. That's part of the reason why we like to have people on the show.
I love it.
Start us off with telling us about Sans Souci. I'm going to try to say that right.
Well, the French pronunciation is Sans Souci, but down here in the South, we say Sans Souci. So, and still people get it wrong, so that's okay.
It's kind of like Ponce de Leon and Ponce de Leon.
That is exactly right. Sans Souci Interiors is a full-service interior design firm. We specialize in all forms of decor and decorating with commercial and residential together, and multifamily as well. We do a lot of consulting work with people that are just wanting us to help them out, say when they're building a new project or building a new home. We help select help with the specifications of all the finishes, from floor to ceiling, flooring, walls, cabinets, countertops, lighting, hardware, trim, millwork, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Pretty much everything that the builder is going to need that he doesn't want to pick out. He just wants to do the work and the labor, of course, and the homeowner may not have any clue what they want, so they come to us. And we coordinate all that for them, provide it to the builder with spec sheets, and after going through the long process of choosing it out, which is the fun part for me, and providing that to the builder, and also remodeling. Those are great projects right now. A lot of people are doing remodels and fixing up their homes, whether it be they're just tired of the way it looks or they had some damage done to their home. They want to just change up the look. They bought an old home in foreclosure that's been, a lot of deferred maintenance, that sort of thing. So I'll go in. Usually there's a contractor or a remodeler on the site, and I, again, help the homeowner with making those selections as well. In the multifamily side, we do a lot with staging the apartment models, the show homes, the show models. We work with staging and furnishing the clubhouses and the leasing centers. That's pretty much what we do.
Have you ever had husbands and wives have very disagreeing opinions about what the interior should look like?
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
So another part of another hat that I wear would be...
Counselor?
Yes. Yes, counselor. I keep a lot of secrets.
Sounds good. Now, Sansusi, what does that have a particular meaning, or where does that come from? Does it have a style?
It is French. Okay. It is French for without worry. Most people get the sans part, without. Mm-hmm. It means for without a care. And the point is, if you hire us, we will take care of all your decorating dilemmas, and you shouldn't have to worry about a thing.
And what would a worry-free design bring to mind for a typical customer?
Ooh, have someone else take care of it all.
Yeah. And do you have an area that you particularly like to specialize in when you're working with a homeowner or multifamily? Or?
Well, as they say, tape measure will travel. Mm-hmm. I can go anywhere, and we have covered the southern states, the Carolinas, Tennessee, New York, Illinois, Texas. As long as I have a tape measure, a pad, a pencil, graph paper, camera, I'm good to go.
We're listening to Barb Khoury from Sansusi Interiors. Barb, tell us about one of the most fun designs you've ever worked on.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh. Fun designs. You got me on that one. They're all fun. How about that?
They're all fun. Have you had any unusual redesigns or interior things where people have wanted you to do something very unusual?
Well, I'll segue from that just a little bit. Okay. And tell you an unusual situation. Okay. Way back in the day, I worked in a resort area, and we had a client that wanted a very large sectional sofa. He wanted very large. He lived in a high rise. We gave him what he wanted. The day we installed, it would not fit in the elevator. He was on the penthouse. So, being a small resort town, and everybody knows everybody, we had some friends that were firemen. So we called the fire department. They pulled their truck around, hoisted that thing up, went up on the balcony, and there's the sliding glass door. So the guy got his very large sectional sofa.
Now, that's thinking outside the box. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's also getting the job done. So
that's right. Now, Barbara, tell us how you got involved in the business. Is this something you've always loved? Did you go to school for this? Or did you just have a flair for it?
And yes. To all three. Oh, let's see. I started after college. Hilton Head Island was my first 10 years. Not a bad place to be. After I graduated from, I had actually two degrees, one in fine arts and one in furnishings and interiors from the University of Georgia. So right out of school, a week later, I'm at Hilton Head Island, loving it and designing, and staging mostly, vacation homes, primary residence, offices, hotel lobbies, yacht decor. Ugh, fun. After that, moving to Atlanta in the early 90s, I worked for a firm as a lead designer. 10 years later, I bought that company in July of 2000, and I've continued from there.
That's fantastic. Now, Barb, tell us what separates. There's other interior designers in Atlanta, believe it or not. I know you are by far the most energetic interior designer I've ever met. What separates you from other people?
Well, I like to have a lot of fun, and I like to engage people, and especially the ones that absolutely hate designing, decorating, have no clue, don't want to deal with it. I try to make it fun for them, and hassle-free, and no worries, and easy, but it's all about fun. And if it can't be fun, then I shouldn't be in the business. So, with my experience, and I believe it's important to always try to be on time, on budget. I think mostly, responding, as you said earlier, Dan, the response quickly. People like quick response. You know, if somebody calls you, call them back immediately. Don't let anything fall through the cracks if you can help it. I wake up in the middle of the night and I think, oh, gosh, I got to call somebody. Write it down on my pad by the bed. You know, remember those kind of things. I love to listen. It's important to listen to what people have to say and remember that, oh, yeah, that you said when we first met, this is what you wanted. They go, how do you remember that? I don't know, but I try to remember those kind of things and stick with the details.
And you, I would imagine you find a lot of times there's people that have no clue, like, do you want blue or green? I don't know. Is there a process that you work through to kind of help people who are so indecisive and helping them make decisions?
Absolutely. I ask them to pull pictures of things they have seen that they love. Maybe it's in a magazine. Maybe it's on the website. Maybe it's a hotel or a place they've been that they love the look. I also ask them to pull pictures of things that they do not like. So by process of elimination, I can usually figure out what they want. They don't even know. They might show me a photograph of something and I don't know, I just like this room. I'm not sure why. But if they continue to show me the same thing over and over, I can figure it out and pretty much nail that down.
Okay. And you said you work both with residential and multifamily.
Yes.
Do you ever do anything in office suites, for example?
Office suites.
Is there any type of customer that you really don't work with, in other words? Or you just will decorate for everybody?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I'll find a way to make it happen to solve their problem.
You've seen that a lot of times in offices. They want to have a nice wow factor when their guests come in the door. And so that's not my forte. If I set up an office, it would have a desk and a chair. But that wouldn't have much of a wow.
Well, call me. I'll give you my number.
Okay. Well, speaking of such, Barbara, if somebody wanted to get a little bit more information and contact San Souci to hire you and talk to you, say, come and tell us about how we can just beef up our house and redesign things, how would they go about reaching you?
Phone, email, and website. My phone number of our studio is 770-587-9596. Email is the name of the company, San Souci, and that is spelled SANSSOUCI @bellsouth.net. And our website is ssinteriorsinc.com.
Well, great. Thank you. We've been listening to Barb Khoury from San Souci Interiors. Barb, thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you, Kate.
Our next guest is Joe Cheshire from Affordable Handyman. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you.
Glad you could be on the show with us today.
Me too.
Tell us a little bit about Affordable Handyman.
Well, we're a full-service handyman company. We also do remodeling such as that. I know most people think of a handyman as a overweight, bald-headed old gentleman, but I'm just young.
Our radio listeners can see that he is not overweight or bald-headed.
But anyway, yeah, we do. Our particular idea when we got into this was, you know, a lot of companies have subcontractors and such to go out and take care of their projects. But the problem is a lot of times is the customer service and communication and things like that. So we try to stand out a little bit by taking handyman a little larger than just a guy in a truck to a company with several guys in a truck and make sure that there's good project managers and people that can take care of what's going on with supervision. And it's worked out really well. We've done really well with it.
Do you have any kind of projects that you particularly specialize in? You know, Craig was specialized mostly in senior adaptations. Is there a type of project that you specialize in?
Well, we pretty much do anything from commercial to residential. We deal with a lot of we're a preferred vendor for some of the larger banks in the area. We deal with real estate agents, homeowners. And I guess, you know, Hunt, the owner of the company, he is definitely fantastic with remodeling and such. Now, my particular specialty is stucco repair. I don't know if you know, but back in the 80s and 90s, it was really wild, and there was a lot of problems with defective stucco. And so what we have to do is go in and repair a lot of the damage and things like that. And And then so it's warrantied, and it's easier to sell your home with, you know, when it's stucco, when you have a warranty and such as that.
And what areas of town do you cover? Do you cover all of Atlanta, multiple states? Where are your most of your business?
Well, we cover about 100-mile radius outside of Atlanta. And, of course, if it's an existing customer or real estate agent, a bank, something like that, we'll cover the entire state if we have to take care of those customers.
Okay. And tell us, Joe, how did you get involved in the business?
Well, I inherited my father's stucco and drywall company, and then by doing that, I had a lot of clients that really loved my work and my reputation. They started asking me to do other things, and then I met Hunt, and I really love his professional attitude, and we decided to do this and take it up a notch, and that's how I got into it. It's just customer request, you know.
Okay. I think when I hear the word handyman, a lot of times I think of just a guy and a hammer. But you obviously do a lot more than that and have a lot more professionalism to it. Is there any licensing involved in your business? Or?
Well, we're licensed as far as through the state and stuff like that. And I'm fully certified in all aspects of stucco, EIFS, and such as that. Of course, general contracting license and things. And, of course, we're insured. Thank God. A lot of professional so-called companies don't do that anymore, but we actually do. So that's a plus, huh?
Is there any type of work on a home or business that you don't do that you would say, no, you need to contact somebody else? I mean,
no, we're full service. We would do it. We've got guys that take care of everything. And as far as electrical and plumbings and things like that, we have great subcontractors that we pre-screen. All of our employees are pre-screened to, you know, we want to make sure that your home is safe and with whoever's there on the property.
Okay. If somebody were looking for a major remodel, would you come in and do a free estimate for them, or how does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. We do free estimates, and any reputable company these days definitely should, because, you know, most people get two or three estimates, and if they had to pay $50, $100 per estimate, that would just get very expensive. So, yes, we do free estimates.
And if you, I think handyman, do you also do what I would think about as the true handyman project? Somebody just needs a door hung. They just need some
of
the little stuff. Do you do the little stuff,
yes,
too?
Yes, we do. We do small, large, the baseball windows and such. So, yes, we do at all scales, yes.
And what would separate affordable handyman from the there's a lot of general contractors out there. What was one thing that you would say would just separate you all from everybody else, why they would call affordable handyman?
Well, realistic pricing and realistic expectations. And you're not just dealing with someone that's going to try to get draws every weekend and drag a project out and stuff like that. We're very professional. We're labeled as handyman, but it's a very professional remodeling a company that is very safe versus just someone, a handyman, as you would think.
So. Have you had any very interesting remodels and reconstructions, any kind of fun story about something that's been unusual that somebody has asked you to do a change on?
Well, I have had to do a doghouse. I've had to do mailboxes and such as that. And so, yeah, there's a lot of them I can't think right now because I'm super nervous. But
have you ever had to come behind the husband to fix the husband's, handyman work?
Yeah, that's 90% of it. Yeah, and every now and then the wife. So, yes, that's got a lot to do with it. Yes, ma'am.
And do you wait till the husband's not home, or does the husband come with his hat in hand saying, please fix my problem before my wife comes home?
No, it's usually when the husband's home, because we're affordable handyman, not the mailman.
Right. I just was meaning, is the wife calling you to come fix her husband's mistake, or is the husband saying, come fix this before my wife calls?
Yeah, sometimes I have had, definitely have had men that, I know of one particular gentleman that had me repair something that he actually led his wife to believe he'd done it. Yes, I have done that. Yes.
That is, I'm sure that's probably not the only time that that's been done by handymen all over Atlanta. Oh, honey, look what you did.
Yeah.
So if Joe, somebody, we're listening to, again, to Joe Cheshire from affordablehandyman.net. So Joe, if that somebody wanted to learn a little bit more information about you, they wanted to contact you to hire you, how would they go about doing that?
Well, you can reach us through our website at www.affordablehandyman.net. Also, our office is 404-531-9292. Or 404-775-1365. We've been in the same place for 13 years, same telephone number. That's hard to believe for a handyman, right?
Indeed. Indeed. Well, thank you again, Joe, for being on the show. You have been listening to Squawk Talk, where we talk business to business. Special thank you again to all of our guests for being on the show. That's Joe Cheshire from Affordable Handyman, Craig Smith from Vest Properties, Dan Torbett from Town & Country Insurance Agency, and Barb Curry from Sans Souci Interiors. I'm Kate Skirmerhorn with Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration, taking care of all your floor cleaning and restoration needs. To listen to this show and other Squawk Talk broadcasts, go to squawktalk.businessradiox.com. Until the next Squawk Talk, remember, when you're ready to get the job done right, set the eagle in flight.